Yeah, I think I'm just going to let this one run right here.
Wheels rolling on an old Toyota. Mm. Twist top on the sun-kissed soda. Mm. Your brown hair in the West Coast wind.
That's a guy named Russell Dickerson. I was introduced to Russell by way of my best girl, Gina. She's like, you've got to see this Russell Dickerson guy. You got to hear him. And then she started telling me about his wife, and oh, they're fantastic. And she describes him and his wife as just a good, cute Christian couple. And I had a chance to go to Joe's Bar just before COVID took everything out. And I got a chance to see Russell Dickerson. His new CD is called Southern Symphony. RD, how are you, brother?
Oh, feeling great, man. How you feeling?
Buddy, I'm okay. You know, I wanted to talk to you because, you know, we've all been through this. We've gone through it. I'm talking to a guy from the Metro here in Chicago. His name's Joe Shanahan later today. It's a venue very similar to Joe's, which I know you're intimate with here in Chicago. And talking about how the shutdown of music has not only cost these small venues, you know, tons and tons of money, but for a guy like you, you know, songs like yours and Blue Tacoma, I said you had 5 number one hits, but I was wrong. It's 4. The 5th one's coming up.
Yeah.
I know. But you, it's almost like you were shot out of a cannon and everything was going your way, and it still is. But then you can't tour. How important is that for a new guy that's almost to that headlining, portion of his career to have this pulled out from under you?
Oh, man. You know, at first, That was definitely like a morning of ours. It's like, dude, we're just like right on the cusp here. Like, Love You Like I Used To was blowing up, and everything just gets shut down, man. Our momentum was crazy. And so yeah, at first, definitely, man, I was just like, oh, what a bummer. But man, when on the brighter side, like when you see Love You Like I Used To become the biggest song of my career, longest running top 10 in country history, you know, tied with Lone Star. It's like, you know, coming out on the other side, I think we're coming out ahead, man, honestly. So at first I was definitely bummed, but now, man, we're coming back with vengeance. We're ready.
You know, and the cool thing is that, that you have that attitude, because I know there's a lot of people that, let's be honest, when you sign a record deal and you're a new act, well, 9 times out of 10, and I know Kevin over at your record label, I know he likes to make money. 9 times out of 10, that label is who's going to benefit from your skill in your, you know, in your first 1, 2, 3 albums. You make money from merch, you make money from concert tickets, you make money from beer sales. So it had to hit you for a little bit, but you know, you were talking about the song Love You Like I Used To. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that song was written once and then twice, correct?
Yes, correct. I played it for my wife the first time, and she was like, yeah, you know, it's the title is better than the song. I was like, okay, that stings a little bit.
And you always start with a title, right? You start with a title and you work backwards.
Yeah, exactly. And so we went back, completely rewrote it, and actually Kevin Herring was on the bus with us when I remember I think we were in Detroit, and he was there when we finished the song, and we played it for him. And he was just like jaw drop, you know. He was like, "Well, there's the first single, first number one off album 2," and we were like, "Yes!" So, man, that's always a good sign, you know, when your radio guy's loving the demo.
You know, I know that you know, as I introduced you, I talked about your wife Kaylee, and it's interesting because a guy like you, you know. Let's face it, Nashville likes pizzazz. You know, they got that polish machine. You know, you're a tall, in shape, good looking guy. And, you know, there's a lot of record labels that might say, hey, man, you know, this is your persona. We want you to be like the Florida Georgia Line guys, man. You know, sit on the back of a pickup truck and talk about Fireball. And I'm sure you still do all those things. But was there ever a point where you're being a good guy, a family man, so dedicated to your wife and such a good, did they ever think that maybe they want that image to be just a little different? So, you know, that young audience out there is just like, oh yeah, Russell's my guy.
Man, we honestly have never had that conversation because it's blown up the way it is. You know what I'm saying? Like people, I think people love to see a great marriage, and they love to see our cute baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to be like this desirable, oh, I wish I could be with Russell Dickerson. It's like, I mean, you can want to be like me, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I get you. I get
like,
you.
You ain't going to be with me.
But there there is that portion of Nashville that likes the, you know, there's just no doubt about it. That's what draws at least my girlfriend to your music. And that's why she likes you, because she looks at you guys not only as you, and I spent a lot of time in country radio, so I know how this works, but she looks at you guys now as like a team. And there's not a day that goes by. And I think this is telling of where we are, not only as we put audio out to the world, whether that's on the radio or podcast or anything else, YouTube. You're a sum of just the three parts, which is the baby, which is your wife, which is you, and then the music. And it's like a story for her. And that's what pulls her in. And as I was leaving to come down here to the station today, she's like, make sure you ask about the baby and those cheeks. Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, going back to what you're saying, it's like, we are who we are with, and it's just so much easier to live our lives how we live them and not try to put on this, like, you know, a lot of people do try to put on this, like, facade or whatever. I'm like, no, man, it's Russell Dickerson. Like, you get what you get. You know what you're signing up for. You're signing up for a bunch of crazy ADHD Instagram videos and me running around on stage singing my songs. You know, like, that's what you're going to get. And, you know, I think that's how we built such a fan base, is just like, they know what they're going to get every single show, every single, you know, follow. They know what they're going to get. And so, but yeah, man, they're going to get some fat baby cheeks now. On the Instagram post, dude, it's just like, I can't not post them.
Southern Symphony, is that the latest? That's the new one, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay.
Album, Southern Symphony album, just came out late last year, and Home Sweet is the second single off that album.
And that is again, the girl's favorite song. Southern Symphony is the new CD, the album, the work of art. It's Russell Dickerson who we're talking to here at WLS. AM 890. Russell, the boy's name, how did you come up with such a cool name? I mean, you know, Remington, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, well, so my great-grandfather, his initials were Red. We all have the same middle name. My great-grandfather, grandfather, dad, me, and Remington all have the same middle name, Edward. And so I wanted to do another R name, because Robert, Richard, Russell. And I was like, man, it'd be so cool to have another R name to just keep that tradition going for our first boy. And we did. And a friend of ours actually had a dream that before we were even pregnant, she had a dream that we were going to have a boy. And she was like, I never told you, because I wanted to name my kid this. But in the dream, his name was Remington. And we were just like, oh, my gosh. Like, that's such a sick name. And you know, it fit in the R-E-D initials, and I was like, done, I'm sold, let's do it.
And now, where is Kaylee from in Wisconsin? I know she's from up here north of the border, just north of us here.
Yeah, she's from Cedarburg, right north of Milwaukee there, OA.
Oh, come on, hey there. You know what's crazy is she probably knows my cousin Joey, who owns the bank, the Commerce State Bank there in Cedarburg, hey?
Oh yeah, that's just, he does.
Russell, we're glad to talk to you, man. And I'm you know, I really respect a guy that can come out, be true to yourself as you said you were, and you have to be, because it's hard to be someone else. You and your wife both are very faithful, which is cool, and it's nice to see these days. I love the kid, and if you're on Instagram, follow Russell at Russell, RussellED, RussellED. Check out his tunes. He's a good guy, and it's just it's refreshing to be able to have a guy like you in music of any genre. So it's good to talk to you, pal.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed, man. Thanks for taking the time, buddy.
You know what? You know what? It's Chicago's been a little bit rough lately, and we needed a little good news today. You were the guy to fill that spot.
Boom! I love it, man. Glad to be a light.
You got it, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon, man.
That's Russell Dickerson. Right. You know what? Check him out. His CD is Southern Symphony. You'll like his stuff. And, you know, when you are bombarded by stuff that's bad, 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 music, as Lauren said earlier, it's really a nice release. Russell, RussellED, Russell on Instagram, and Russell Dickerson is his name.